Jeffrey's got so much to overthink about. She hasn't texted him back yet. He hasn't done the work that's due in for tomorrow. And he's still broke. Jeffrey's wondering why he's struggling this much, but then when he looks around, he realizes that everyone in his generation is doing poorly. Adonis. Adonis comes from a different generation. 4364 BC. Ah yes, the good old days. Adonis became a man when things were different. When being a man still meant being masculine. To be challenged, to be taken away from comfort. Adonis looks over at young Jeffrey and decides to help him. And then, there's you. Let me tell you my story. You know, after I graduated from university, I was so ready to, you know, take over the world, to become a man. And what really happened was, I remember I was 21 years old. And after I've seen that I've graduated and I'm basically just an adult who's now unemployed, I'm on the job listings website, Indeed, where like you go online and with your CV and you got to go and apply for a bunch of jobs. And I'm literally just like clicking the middle mouse button to open as many tabs as possible, applying for random jobs that I don't care about, which don't even pay that well. Just so many of them, sending my shit CV over to them as well. And getting basically no replies. And then I close the Google Chrome tab and open up the little RuneScape client, the video game that I have on my computer. And I play for like 2, 3, 4 hours. When I was a child, I was only allowed to play like 1 hour a day, and when my dad wasn't home because he didn't let me play. Now I'm an adult, and so I can play hours and hours and hours, and no one's going to stop me. I want to go eat the junk food. When I was a child, my parents would stop me from overeating junk food. They'd only buy some of it. Now that I'm like kind of an adult, I'm over 18, I've been able to buy as much as I want. And there's no restriction again. Unfortunately, my childhood environment didn't set me up for success. When you think to the Spartans, think about how they raised their children there. At 6 years old, the boy is taken away from the mother and he enters the camp of training with men. The Spartans believed that bathing in warm water made a boy weak, so they'd send them out to the lakes and to the rivers in the freezing cold. And we know today that that is actually scientifically valid, that developing yourself through something like cold exposure makes you a stronger man. It makes you a healthier man. And just that single act, I think you can use it to think about what's wrong with our generation and why we're struggling so much as like young guys who are roughly like 15 to 25 years old, because we don't have that discomfort. We weren't raised like that when we were little boys. I was actually in the car like yesterday with my mom, and I'm not gonna lie, like I was getting a little bit pissed off at her for, like, she's not done anything wrong, but I just thought, like, I couldn't help but to even be angry and think, you raised me like a pussy. You raised me like such a coward, a weakling. And I don't blame you for it, because you're a woman and like, so your bias as a woman is going to come off. But when I came home with like a bit of blood on my hand because I fell over on my bike, the correct thing to do would have been to like, you know, ask me like how high I jumped into, you know, to create that kind of enthusiasm for masculine adventure. But instead, you told me to basically never go out on my bike again because it was unsafe. And it's not even my mother's fault. Because my father should have done that for me. My father should have raised me to be a strong man. He should have like metaphorically taken me away from my mother and made me like bathe in the cold lake. He should have put me through the trials and tribulations. But these days, even the father's not allowed to do that because he's hard at work. He's away from the home. And when fathers really interact with their boys these days, it's almost like it's seen as weird. It's almost seen as like child abuse. By the way, bro, you probably haven't realized just how bad listening to degenerate music is every day. And so that's why I've made a new daily Spotify podcast that you can listen to so you can start your day off with some inspiration. And it's specifically for young guys who want to get onto self-improvement. Go click the top link in the description, load that up, follow the podcast, and then continue watching this video. There's going to be a day in the future where you're probably going to look like a child abuser for what you make your son go through. I've already imagined like the response of like the internet, not of like you or of our boys, but of like people, you know, like blue-haired feminists. When I post a picture of like me and my future son and he's got like a bloodied nose and it's because me and him have just been sparring and I've said something like, oh, he should have slipped better. And people like, obviously it's like, yeah, technically you shouldn't really punch your son in the nose and stuff, but look, bro, he should have ducked, right? Like, it sounds weird to talk about me punching my future son in the nose and making him bleed. But you can kind of imagine that that would actually be good for him. You can imagine that turning off like the hot water in the house would actually be good for a little boy. And we didn't have that. We just got video games and chicken nuggets instead. We got fucking seed oils and microplastics instead of our trials and tribulations that we could have gotten. The reason why our generation is struggling is because we did not struggle 10 years ago. It's because we got all of that comfortable, like little, like mama's boy lifestyle that we grew up with. And that made us weak. You know that phrase, hard times create strong men, don't you? Easy times, good times create weak men. And we had those good times when we were children. This is why so many of us are struggling, because those good times actually made us weak. What you must understand, which is so strange about masculinity and being a man, is that basically what you feel like you want is actually the opposite of what you think you will get. What I mean by that is when you feel like cheating on your girl, you should do the opposite. When you feel like skipping the gym, you should do the opposite. When you feel like this safe, comfortable, warm environment is going to be good for you, you actually need the opposite. Our emotions in general are exactly the opposite of what it takes to become like the kind of man that you want to be. That's why that phrase is so interesting. Good times create weak men. Like that, it should almost blow your mind a bit, because we've haven't heard this through school, through parents, through like media, movies, everything. Good times create weak men. And so if you want to become that strong man who is able to not struggle these days, you need to put yourself through the hard times. This is why my advice to you has always been so extreme. I have never come onto the camera like a pussy and told you that it's okay to play a little bit of 1 hour of video games a day. Some porn isn't that bad. Be easy on yourself, bro. I will never tell you to go easy on yourself, because I think that men should be hard on themselves. Hard times create strong men. When you are that modern day strong man, you'll look around to all of your peers, all of the other guys, and you'll realize that everyone else is struggling whilst you're conquering. Because you voluntarily put yourself through the difficult time. When you don't voluntarily do that through something like self-improvement, cold exposure, hard workouts, clean dieting, meditating, when you don't put yourself through those hard things, life will put you through the hard things that you have now not practiced for. Just today, this morning, I'm not going to bullshit you. I've literally just been sat here thinking like, I might go and live like quite an extreme lifestyle. I might go and move into like an empty apartment with no furnishing other than a desk, just so I can literally just focus on my work, so I can become like a phenomenal businessman. I can become a phenomenal YouTuber, phenomenal leader. I can spend hours a day learning with no distraction. I don't even want like warm water to be turned on in this apartment. Like this, just this, what would you call it? This vacuum, this capsule of growth. Because that's the kind of thing that turns a man into a warrior. And it's the warrior, it's the guy who still sharpens his blade. The warrior sharpens his blade even in times of peace. And fortunately for many of the guys that you know in your life, they've not been doing this, have they? Some of those guys, like, we feel sorry for them that they're now starting to struggle a lot. Like, you probably know some guys who genuinely have like severe porn addictions. You probably know some guys right now that are not far from killing themselves. Unfortunately, They've made this happen. They made those choices. There's also some guys who are just crabs. There's some guys who almost just cope and just say that they're fine like that because of that cognitive dissonance. They can't, you know, admit that they hate their lives. And so these same guys, these crabs, when they see you trying to climb and to stop struggling and to become a hard man, and if you ever speak about cold exposure or anything to these crabs, they will pull you down. This is another reason why I think this generation is struggling a lot, is because I've seen more and more over the last few years that, like, our generation, this young generation of 15, 25, 26 years old, there's a lot of crabs. It's this weird mentality that I'm seeing in young people where if they see someone get successful and especially rich, they start chatting shit about that guy. I've seen this with going to the gym as well. If you're a young guy going to the gym and you are in high school or something, trust me when I say there's at least a couple of guys in your class, if you've been posting about the gym, maybe you've posted like a shirtless picture on Instagram, there's a few guys who have just been chatting shit about you, and you are like a consistent joke that they use. Which is like, I'm not saying that to make you feel bad. I'm actually saying that to make you feel a little bit better to think like how fucking like weird it is that some people are so low down that they will see you do something healthy, like exercising, and they will make fun of you for that. That's like, it's like making fun of someone for sleeping. It's like this weird race to the bottom of being the biggest goblin Jeffrey these days. And many guys actually struggle with that. My final tip for you is to not allow yourself to be pulled down to being normal just because someone makes life a little bit difficult for you. If you want to stop this struggling that's happening for you and for the guys that you care about, put yourself through some hard times. When you come here every single day to this channel where I post videos at the same time, every day I'm here for you. You know for a fact I'm not going to tell you any pussy shit. You know for a fact I'm going to be putting you through a hard time. If you come here every single day and just do those actionable steps that you see in these videos and just try the things that I recommend, even though it feels difficult, you will become a strong man who's able to not struggle in this modern generation. And when you become that strong man, you start getting wealthy. You start being productive. You start getting healthy. You start making more muscle than ever because you're disciplined. You make more money than ever, and then you can use that to free yourself. And it's like you've got purposeful work, which doesn't feel like annoying or depressing or stressful. And with that, you can provide for and even retire your future woman and have healthy children. All of it starts with becoming a strong man, and that starts with getting this kind of education. So I am proud of you for being here and listening to this, because trust me, I know that it's not easy to be on this path. So you have my respect for that. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!